USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Attorney General William Barr has said he'll release the Robert Mueller confidential report to Congress before giving it to the White House. On ABC's This Week, Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney was asked if President Trump is okay with that.
From the very beginning, we've said what we're saying now, which is Mr. Barr gets to handle this. That's how the law works. And Mr. Barr has made it clear that he's going to release it to Congress before he shows it to us. That's his decision.
Former Nevada State Assemblywoman Lucy Flores, a Democrat, says then-Vice President Joe Biden hugged and kissed her during a rally in 2014. While Biden says he doesn't believe he acted inappropriately, there's concern this could affect a possible 2020 run. On Fox News Sunday, White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway offered her thoughts.
Joe Biden's intent is only partly, or maybe not at all, relevant here. It's really how that woman felt. She feels that it was unwelcome.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
The United States is stepping up pressure on Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro to step down so that opposition leader Juan Guaido can take over. U.S. Envoy to Venezuela Elliot Abrams says increased sanctions on Russia are possible if that country continues to provide Maduro backing.
That's my very clear understanding. Everyone knows that the Russians and the Cubans are the main support of this regime, and I see no hesitation on the part of anyone at the top levels in this administration of making them pay a price for it.
Abrams says it would be a mistake for the Russians to think they have a free hand. A tragic discovery in South Carolina where college student Samantha Josephson's body has been found a day after she went missing. Columbia, South Carolina Police Chief Skip Holbrook describes how and where the body was found.
The body had been found by a couple people hunting, turkey hunting in a field in what was described by the sheriff to us as a wooded area in a very rural part of the county, about 40 feet off of a dirt road.
She had apparently mistakenly gotten into a car she thought was an Uber. A suspect has been arrested. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA. When you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney was asked on ABC's This Week why he and President Trump say that Robert Mueller found no obstruction when he made no such statement.
That is not what these documents do. When you do an investigation like this, there's typically two outcomes. Either criminal indictments come down or it just quietly goes away. These types of investigations are not designed to exonerate people. So what you saw here is simply Mueller saying, you know what, I'm going to let Barr call this one. He had plenty of evidence to say on collusion, absolutely not. And he actually punted over to Barr. Again, that's the way the system can and does work.
A survey finds that social media is linked to a rise in mental health disorders. USA's Chris Barnes has more on that story.
The American Psychological Association releasing its national survey a few days ago in which it finds mental health issues have risen significantly over the last decade. They credit that rise in digital media as a major reason why. The research finds that more and more young adults, specifically those born in 1995 or later, are suffering from negative psychological symptoms. And studies do show that more social media use is linked to increased symptoms of social anxiety, social isolation, and loneliness. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And according to a creditcards.com poll, 8% of U.S. parents with children under 18 have at least one kid with a credit card, while 53% have children with their own mobile phone. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.